Good morning. A south-southwest wind flow brought in tropical humidity overnight. Clouds were thickening last evening, and now we're seeing rain across a large part of interior New York and New England. Some heavier bursts of rain are noted as well with this initial batch, which will continue through the morning and the early part of the afternoon. After that, we'll tend to dry out for the afternoon hours. With mostly cloudy skies, it'll be tropical and warm with highs in the lower 80s. In this environment, we do run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially south of I-90 and into southern New England. Overnight tonight, it will be mainly dry, but still very muggy and tropical. We run the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm with lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. This'll set us up for a steam bath tomorrow with a lot of hazy sun, heat, and increased humidity. This will lead to the risk of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon, but the big story will be the temperatures surging into the lower to mid-90s with the heat index near 100. Tropical moisture will continue to flow into the region Friday and into the weekend. With disturbances passing by from time to time, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, tropical humidity leading to torrential downpours, scattered showers, and thunderstorms. High temperatures Friday and Saturday will be near 90 despite the clouds and rain, and into the middle and upper 80s on Sunday. It looks like we still run the risk of showers and thunderstorms on Monday in the mid-80s before we start a drying trend on Tuesday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal boundary sprawling across the northern states will become the focus for widespread showers and thunderstorms across the northern plains, the upper Midwest, and Great Lakes region. Conditions will be favorable for strong to severe thunderstorms to develop across the Dakotas and Minnesota today. Additionally, bursts of heavy rain will be possible with any of these storms that will increase the risk for flash flooding. Meanwhile, a lingering surface low over the coastal plains will continue to pump tropical moisture into the south and southeast. Numerous showers and thunderstorms will initiate and track across the Gulf states, yielding high rainfall amounts, especially along the Gulf Coast, where flood watches remain in effect. Disturbances in the mid and upper level flow will keep shower and thunderstorms going across the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, as well as the Appalachians and mid-Atlantic regions. And monsoonal moisture and daytime heating will generate showers and thunderstorms over parts of the southwest and eastern Great Basin into parts of the central and southern Rockies today. An additional flux of moisture from post-tropical depression Javier will enter the flow, streaming northward. Locally heavy rain and flash flooding is expected as it reaches the desert southwest. Most of Arizona and New Mexico are under flood watches. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with fog, 52 degrees, with a west wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 45 degrees. In Albany on the hour, moderate rain and fog, 70 degrees, 67 degree dew point, that's 90% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.15 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Boston, mostly cloudy, with showers likely in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 72, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.38 inches for the month, which is 25 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 20.89 inches for the year, which is 2.93 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 96, set in 1949, and the record low, 48, in 1955. Sunrise this morning was at 5:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain this morning with heavier bursts, then scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm later today, highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with a passing shower or thunderstorm possible, lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, steady rain this morning with a thunderstorm possible, then a few scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, hot and humid in the middle to upper 80s. Partly cloudy, a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower to mid 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain this morning, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm later this afternoon, humid with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain this morning, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible later this afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight, lows near 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Rain this morning, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm later today, hot and humid, highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight, muggy with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, very hot and very humid with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, lower 90s with the heat index near 100. Mostly cloudy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with torrential downpours. Highs in the upper 80s to around 90 all 3 days. Still a few scattered showers and storms Monday. More humidity, mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity Tuesday, lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.